Today, I want to share about operative faith. And the term operative just means functioning or having full effect. Another way to look at the topic of our conversation is through the lens of a simple question. And that is your faith functioning? Is your faith active or is it dormant? I think for a lot of us as Christians, if we're open and honest, we'd have to say it's the latter, because we spend a lot of time reading about faith and trying to understand the importance of faith and saying we have faith or proclaiming we have faith. But I think it's easier to say we have faith than it is to live out our faith. But who better to teach us about living out our faith than the Apostle Paul? All throughout the New Testament, the Apostle Paul shows us and teaches us what it means to have operative faith. And when I think about the idea of operative faith and the Apostle Paul, I think about two things he teaches us from Scripture about faith. The first thing is that he teaches us about having an outlook that's informed by our faith. The next thing he teaches us is about having an output that's informed by our faith. An outlook informed by faith and an output informed by faith. And if we want to learn what it means to have an outlook informed by our faith, we can look at Philippians chapter 1, where Paul is in prison. But here's how Paul describes his prison term. Here's what he says. He says, "I want you to know that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." He says, "It has become clear and apparent to all of the palace guard that I am in chains for Christ. Not only that, but my chains have actually given others confidence to spread the gospel and to take it further." So here Paul is teaching us the essence of having an outlook that is informed by our faith and not by our fear. Paul wasn't worried about his chains. He wasn't concerned about being in prison. He didn't fear for his life. He didn't care about what other people thought about him being in prison. Paul simply saw his chains as an opportunity for the gospel to be spread. Paul saw his chains as not restrictions or constraints, but he saw them as a catapult that was advancing and pushing the gospel further. And so when we're experiencing hardships in our day-to-day life, we have to learn that it's important to have an outlook that's informed by faith and not by our circumstances or situations. That means our attitude has to be informed by our faith. Our thought process has to be informed by our faith. What we feel and what we say has to be informed by our faith. That's what it means to have an outlook informed by faith. The next thing Paul shows us is that our output should be informed by our faith. And we can rewind back to Acts chapter 16, where we learn from Paul what it means to have an output that's informed by faith. Here Paul is in prison, only this time he's in there with Silas. And so as they're in prison, the Bible says at midnight, they begin to pray and sing praise songs to God. And all of a sudden, there's an earthquake that starts to happen and their chains start to break off and the prison doors start to open. The prison guard is so shook that he's about to kill himself because he thinks to himself, like, what have I done? It's only the fact that it was God that was responding to the praises and to the prayer of Paul and Silas that caused the earthquake and then caused Paul to tell the prison guard, "Yo, do not kill yourself. We are all still here." And by the end of this text, we see that Paul and Silas actually leads the prison guard and his family to salvation. So in the midst of a difficult experience, Paul and Silas are allowing the output to be informed by their faith. They're not moaning. They're not groaning. They're not complaining by what has happened to them. What they're doing is they are praising in the midst of it all. And so what better lesson for us to learn? For when we go through our hardships and we deal with certain things in this life, we should allow the output in response to those those things, to be informed by our faith and not the other way around. I like to use this mantra that I'll say to myself often when I'm dealing with hardships to remind me of this principle right here. And it's very simply put. Here's what I say in the midst of a difficult or tough time. I say, what I am experiencing right now is less important than my response to what I'm experiencing. In other words, I'll say it this way. What I do in the midst of my hardships is more important than the hardships themselves. And that just reminds me that it's important to have an output that is focused on faith, that is focused on God, that is focused on the word of God and the promises of God, and not allowing myself to become so focused and infatuated with what I'm experiencing that I'm forgetting that God is still in control. And so if we're going to learn anything today, it's the simple fact that not only should our outlook be informed by our faith, but our output should be informed by our faith. And the bonus is that when we do these two things, we allow our outlook and our attitude and our feelings to be informed by our faith, and we allow our output to be informed by our faith, God gets all the glory. So I love that Paul teaches us that today, and I pray that that resonates with somebody. And if it doesn't resonate with you, share it with a friend and let them know of the importance of allowing their outlook and their attitude and their output to be informed by their faith and not by their fear.